弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
小弟在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考你是个贤德的女子。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to study with everybody. You are a virtuous woman.
我们现在读路德记。
Now we're going to study Ruth.
路德记在旧约圣经当中是很特殊的一卷书。
Ruth is a very special book in the Old Testament.
因为它是以一个女子路德的名字来做书名的。
Because he used a character, Ruth, to be the Bible book.
那也是在圣经当中仅有了两卷书的其中之一。
Is one of the two books that use Bible character.
就是以女子、女孩子。
Used a woman name to be the book of the Bible.
所以另外一卷书就是就是以斯帖记。
Another one is Esther.
那路德记对以色列选民来说，他们是经常在读的一本书。
Ruth is a book that read by the Israelite all the time.
在他们守节期的时候，特别在五旬节的时候，他们一定会读路德记。
Especially in the day of Pentecost, they will read Book of Ruth.
因为五旬节就是他们也是他们收割的时候的季节。
Because the day of Pentecost is the time when they have the harvest.
所以这卷书短短的，但是它的内容非常的丰富。
This book is very short, but rather the content is meaningful.
它整本书它谈了许多的主题。
And the book has many topics.
其实它很重要的提到一个人如果愿意归向神，他必能得到神的救赎。
One of the topics is talk about when people return to God, they will receive salvation.
所以在路德记里面我们看到神救赎人救赎万人的计划在这里在这本书里面其实已经逐渐显明出来了。
In the book of Ruth, that you are able to see the plan of salvation by God.
就是救恩要临到外邦人。
And salvation will arrive in Gentile.
凡是愿意来跟随神的愿意来遵守神所吩咐的最后都能够得到救恩。
Whoever willing to follow God and listen to Him will receive the salvation.
那这本书也让我们看到了大卫王的谱系，也间接的说明耶稣基督的家谱。
That we can see the genealogy of King David, that we are able to see the Jesus Christ.
所以路德记的信息从一个小家庭的迁移开始的。
And the message of Book of Ruth is from a little small family.
但是这个小家庭的故事。让我们看到了神他莫测高深的救恩计划。
The story of this small family, we're able to see the salvation grace and plan of God.
所以从路德记我们看到了一个外邦女子，她最后能够得到神的救恩，又能够产生后来他们的王的家谱呢。这是神很奇妙的安排。
From the book of Ruth, we are able to see this Gentile woman, how he received salvation, and we are able to see the genealogy of Jesus Christ from here.
神的救恩其实不分种族不分身份地位的。
Salvation of God will not classify between the nations and your status.
只要人愿意来跟随神愿意来遵守真理，一直到最后。一定能够进入神的国。
As long as you are willing to follow God and listen to His commandment, you are able to receive this salvation.
那在路德记里面，我们从第一章开始读，我们读到许多的主题。
In the book of Ruth, we are able to see from first chapters many topics and theme.
我们一开始的时候就看到这个谈爱心的事。
We're able to see the story about love.
但是很奇妙的是，这卷书里面从头到尾都没有提到爱这个字眼。
But then from this book, from the beginning to the end, you are not able to see the word love.
但其实它里面在谈很多人跟人之间的爱。
Especially talk about the relationship between people about love.
一开始以利米勒怎么为了他的家庭爱他的家人，所以在饥荒的时候迁移到摩押地区。
At the beginning, you are able to see how Elimelech loved his family and then moved to a place to avoid the famine.
那我们也看到那个。这个做婆婆的 Naomi 她跟她两个媳妇的爱。
Then you are able to see the Naomi how she has loved her two daughters-in-law.
后来我们看到这个波阿斯跟路德之间的爱。
Then we are able to see the how Boaz and Ruth their love story.
那也看到 路德对她的婆婆拿俄米的爱。
And then we can see the love of Ruth toward her mother-in-law.
那当然更看到的是拿俄米作为一个婆婆，她怎么关心她的这个媳妇，外邦的媳妇。
Especially, we can see how Naomi had demonstrated her love toward her daughter-in-law.
那这些爱的这些记录呢，其实都在影射，也是在预表神对人的爱。
All this love story reflect and prefigures the love of God toward His people.
那路德记也谈到信心。
And Ruth talk about faith as well.
所以一开始人对神失落信心的结果。
So at the beginning, when people has lost faith toward God.
遇到困难的时候，迁移到外邦地区了。
When they have difficulties, they will move to a different place.
哎，结果就遭遇到他本来没有想到的事情。
Then they have encountered something they have never met before.
但是当人愿意重新得到对神的信心之后，哎，就得到神的祝福。
But when people regain their revive their faith again, they are able to see the blessing of God again.
所以我们看到拿俄米的信心，也看到路德的信心。
And we can see the faith of Naomi and Ruth.
我们也看到伯阿斯他坚持神的吩咐律法的信心。
And we can also see how Boaz has followed God's commandments strictly.
那所以在这个读经当中，我们看到许多这个有关于神要我们学习的功课。
So when we're reading this book, we're able to see many lessons that God has taught us.
今天晚上我们要从救赎的角度来看。
Tonight we're going to see this book from a perspective of salvation.
因为这卷书其实它很重要，谈到神救恩的计划。
This book is very important because it talks about the plan of salvation from God.
在路德记里面，我们看到耶稣基督的影子。
In Book of Ruth, we are able to see the shadow of Jesus Christ.
我们也看到教会以及或者是我们个人信徒，我们应当追求的品德。
We're able to see the church and as well the virtuous things that every believer should pursue.
我们如果能够愿意这样来追求，我们一定能够得到神的祝福。
If we are willing to pursue such as these, we will receive the blessing of God.
这个教会一定也能够成为装饰整齐，真的是基督的心腹的教会。
And the church will be fully decorated and receive the blessing of Jesus Christ.
所以我们今天晚上来谈你是一个贤德的女子。
Tonight we're going to talk about you are a virtuous woman.
那是这一句话是出自波阿士的口中。
This verse is from the mouth of Boaz.
那这是对路德的赞美。
Is praising toward Ruth.
如果从救恩的预表性来看，路德预表的就是教会，也代表着我们每个弟兄姐妹。
If we see from a perspective of prefiguration, then we can see how Ruth had prefigured a virtuous church.
波阿斯预表的就是耶稣基督。
Boaz prefigured Jesus Christ.
这个就是你看波阿斯对路德讲的话，在第三章。
This is,
我们看第三章。
This is what Boaz has told Ruth in chapter 3,
第十一节
verse 11.
路德记三章十一节说：“女儿啊，现在不要惧怕，凡你所说的，我必照着行。我本城的人都知道你是个贤德的女子。”
Verse 11. And now, my daughter, do not fear. I will do for you all that you request. For all the people of my town know that you are a virtuous woman.
这是波阿斯呢，他在半夜的时候，发现有一个女子躺在他脚下的。
This is when Boaz discovered a woman lying on his feet in midnight.
当他知道这个女子就是路德的时候
，When he discovered this woman is Ruth，
那他跟他讲了祝福的话
，And he say some word of blessing to her。
那现在更给他一个。非常重要的赞美的话语。
He gave her a praise.
那因为波阿斯他是个财主。
Boaz is a wealthy man.
那其实他更是拿俄米，就是以利米勒家族的至亲的亲属之一。
But he is also one of the relative in the Elimelech family.
所以路德呢，他经过他婆婆的指示呢。他现在主动要来求波阿斯来用他的衣襟遮盖他。
So Ruth, after the directions of Naomi, she went to Boaz.
这个是在就是希望这个波阿斯呢，路德希望波阿斯能够尽他致敬亲属的义务。
That Ruth hoped that Boaz will run the duty as a relative.
那这个是出于拿俄米的指示。
And this is from the directions of Naomi.
那我们今天晚上如果从第三章看啊，这个路德他怎么样来执行这件工作
？Tonight we're going to study chapter 3. We can see how Ruth do her work.
他从一个外邦女子回到伯利恒之后，他的表现。
From a Gentile place, he has returned to Bethlehem.
他是一个外邦人。
And she's a Gentile.
那他来到伯利恒基本上是一个很辛苦的环境。
When she comes to Bethlehem, it's a very difficult task.
那可是他却表现出非常难得的美德出来。
But she has demonstrated her virtues.
那这些美德甚至在神的选民当中都是很少见的。
That is rare that we can see this virtue in her.
那他的好名声呢已经传遍全城了。
That her good reputation has spread across the town.
所以当波阿斯认得路德他躺在他脚下的时候
，When Boaz recognized that Ruth has laid on his feet，
他就跟他说：“全城的人都已经知道，也就是说，他也知道她是一个贤德的女子。
”Then he said to her, "You are a virtuous woman. The entire town know."
他要为她尽至尽亲属的责任。
Then he want to do a duty as a relative to her.
他要Boaz 要愿意用他的衣襟来遮盖她。
Boaz willing to use his cover to cover her.
要让她得到一个安身之处。
He wants her to have a resting place.
最后也是要让她能够享福的。
Eventually want her to receive all the happiness.
那所以我们在读圣经的时候，我们会看到许多的重点。
When we're reading Bible, we see many important points.
我们要把它串联起来。
We have to combine them.
我们就看到，其实圣经里面它有关于神救赎的这个计划跟他的要求。
And we can actually see the plan of salvation and his God requirement.
今天教会是主耶稣基督的心腹。
Today church is a new bride of Jesus Christ.
我们自己也是，我们已经把我们自己归属耶稣基督了。
We are too because we belong to Jesus Christ.
那我们也在等候迎接耶稣基督再来。
So we are waiting to welcome the coming of Jesus Christ.
就好像圣经所说的，我们就像那个童女在等候耶稣基督来迎娶。
Just like it says in the Bible, we are like the virgin that's waiting for the coming of bride.
我们最后也很期待能够从主耶稣的口中听到这样赞美的话。
And we can really see this praises from Jesus Christ.
那这样子，我们一定要从路德记看到我们应该努力的方向。
When we see the book of Ruth, we should be able to pursue the salvation like this.
我们从第一章已经发现路德这个他这个信心呢，对神的信心呢是非常难得的。
From chapter 1, we're able to see the faith of Ruth is hard to see.
他愿意放弃他旧有的生活。
They're willing to forsake their old life.
他愿意改变他旧有的信仰。
They want to change their belief in religion.
她现在勇敢的要来跟随这独一的真神。
And she's brave enough to follow this one true God.
她更愿意以她一生的生命来跟随这个主这位神永不改变。
That she's willing to use her entire life to follow this Lord and will not change.
那她回到伯利恒之后
，And after they return to Bethlehem,
我们从第二章看到她一些很美好的生活上的表现。
From chapter 2, we have seen her good virtue.
其实这也是今天我们在信仰生活当中应该要追求的。
And this is what we should pursue in our spiritual faith.
我们先看一个经节，看二章第一节。
Now we're going to look at chapter 2, verse 1.
二章一节是说明拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒的亲族当中有一个人名叫波阿斯，是个大财主。
And verse 1, there was a relative of Naomi's husband, a man of great wealth, and a family of Elimelech. His name was Boaz.
我们看到的是一个财主出现的。
We see a wealthy man here.
那这一个财主这个字眼，如果我们用希伯来文去看，
This wealthy man, if we look at this in the perspective of Hebrew,
同样一个字眼在三章的第十一节就在说明路德是个贤德的女子，跟贤德这个字是一样的。
From chapter 3, verse 11, we are able to see that this wealth means virtuous.
所以对波阿斯来说，他是很富足，他很多财产。
So to Boaz, though he has many treasure,
但是对路德来说
to Ruth,
她的富足表现在她的品德上面。
That her wealthiness has been demonstrated through her virtue.
这个其实在说明，你看一个女子她真正的财物是什么？
And that means the true treasure of a woman.
她的财富就是在于她所拥有的，她所彰显出来的生活上的美德。
That her treasure is her virtue.
是众人都可以看得到的。
And everybody can see.
所以其实你看主耶稣基督，他本来是富足的，他为了我们成为贫穷。
Lord Jesus Christ is wealthy, but because of us, he became poor.
他因着他的贫穷，我们成为富足。
Because of his poorness, we become wealthy.
雅各书里面特别提到说，我们主耶稣要让我们在信仰上富足。
In the book of James, it especially says that we should be wealthy, rich, will be rich in our spiritual faith.
所以今天我们真正的富足在于我们拥有基督的美德。
And our wealthiness is from the from this faith of Jesus Christ.
就是今天我们如果能够把基督的形象彰显在我们的生命当中，我们就是一个富足的人了。
We are able to demonstrate the life of Jesus Christ through our life, then we are a blessed and rich person.
我们这样的富足能够一直带到天上去的，不会因着这个地上这些经济环境的变化而会变动的。
Our richness will brought us to the heavenly kingdom, and we will not be poor again.
所以属灵的富足才是真正的富足。
And spiritual wealthiness, richness is the true richness.
属灵的富足在于其实能够表现出神的性情来。
Our spiritual wealth can demonstrate the faith you have toward God.
好，所以现在我们看到圣经它特别用这样的联系，让我们了解，我们所当追求的不是地上的财富。
Now we can see that the Bible has demonstrated we're not after the treasure.
对我们个人来说
，and to us personally，
我们都是一个外邦人，我们都是一个寄居客人，在这个世界上。
We are all Gentile and sojourners of this earth，
因为我们都是来这个世界上暂时居住的人。
And we're staying here temporary。
我们的家乡不在这世界上。
So our hometown is not here.
所以我们是一个寄居的人。
We are sojourners.
基本上我们所拥有的都不会是存到永远的。
Whatever we have will be perished.
但是这地上所有的一切都是属于主耶稣的。
But everything on earth belongs to Jesus Christ.
所以特别用波阿斯，他是一个有能力的，他是一个大财主来预表耶稣基督，他是一切万物的拥有者。
That Boaz is powerful and wealthy, and he demonstrates Jesus Christ.
那现在我们看路德他在第二章的时候，他就开始回到伯利恒以后，这个是一个现实的生活。他马上表现出他非常非常积极的、非常主动的这个生活特质。
Now we can see that after Ruth has come back to her mother-in-law hometown, then he is very proactive in everything.
你看第二节，二章二节，他开始就说了，他主动的跟拿俄米说：“容我往田间去，我蒙谁的恩呢？我就在谁的身后拾取麦穗。”
Then you can see on chapter 2, verse 2, it says, "Let me go to the field and glean heads of grains after him in whose sight I may find favor."
这就是路德当初回到跟着拿俄米要回来的原始的这个动机，就是要奉养她这个年纪老迈的婆婆。
This is the intention of Ruth when she followed her mother-in-law to come back here to help her in her old age.
因为她舍不得路德舍不得拿俄米。
Because she's not willing to let Naomi go.
她其实他们两个都是寡妇。
They are these two are widows.
身份差不多。
The identity is almost the same.
但差别就差在拿俄米是选民，但是路德是外邦人。
So the only difference is Naomi is a chosen people of God, but Ruth is a Gentile.
在选民当中的寡妇已经是辛苦了，外邦的寡妇更辛苦。
So in the chosen people of God, the widow is considered difficult enough, but the Gentile will be even harder.
但是现在路德呢，他回来伯利恒，他主动的跟婆婆说：“我去捡麦穗。”
Ruth, when she come back to Bethlehem, she told Naomi that please let me to go to the field.
那她是先征求拿俄米的同意啊。
Then she asked for the permission from Naomi first.
所以她这个人也是非常有礼貌的。
And she's a very polite person.
她很有伦理道德观念的。
She has all morality.
哦，所以她拿俄米就说：“你只管去，你可以去。”
Naomi said, "Just go, my daughter."
那所以，应该这个时候， 我们看到拿阿米他很勇敢，不是吗？啊，路德很勇敢。
We can see that Ruth is very brave.
因为他要面对人地生疏的这个大环境，而且是对他不会很友善的啊，这些啊，当时的犹太人。
Because she has to face the consequence in this place that she's not familiar with.
她要克服自卑的心态。
She has to conquer her inferiority.
她要忍受别人可能会歧视她，可能会骂她，可能会轻视她。
She has to withstand that people might look down on her.
但是她都愿意承担呢。
But she's willing to handle all these.
所以，让我们看到，真的，我们生活当中。就应该像这样子，很积极、很主动的。
Then we can see in our life, we should be proactive and be positive like this.
今天我们看到一个画哈，常常有关路德记这一幅画，就是一个女子在田里面捡麦穗。
And we can see a picture like someone is gleaning in the field.
那时候这用那个图画在说明一个人是怎样殷勤的过日子的。
And we can see how, from this picture, how a person live their life.
那个图画也表现出他对长辈的那个孝顺的心。
And this picture has shown his or her piety toward the older one.
所以今天我们生活，即使在很不友善的环境里面，我们都需要同样的很积极、很主动才行。
Today, though we are living in this environment that's not friendly, but we should be very proactive and positive.
我们今天要出去。传福音就好像主耶稣说了，庄稼已经熟了，那要神要派他的工人出去收割庄稼。
So today when we preach the gospel, we should like what Jesus Christ say, the grain has already ripen, then you should go harvest them.
这个庄稼要出去收割的时候，可能会碰到阻碍，可能碰到不友善的情况啊。
And when you are harvesting, you might be able to see something that is not friendly to you.
我们会不会愿意主动积极的去面对它呢
？Are we going to be proactive enough to face this encounter？
还是我们会退缩？我们会害怕
？Are we going to retreat back and not wanting to face it？
路德他不是这样子哦。
Ruth is not like this。
他很勇敢的去了。
She's very brave and go。
其实他也不知道去哪里呀。
But she doesn't know where to go。
但是神就安排他的脚步。
But God has arranged her footsteps。
所以第三节说，他恰巧就来到了这个波阿斯的田里了。
So verse 3 says that he has come to the field of Boaz.
那又恰巧，波阿斯刚好从伯利恒来到他的田里面，来看望他的仆人收割。
Then out of coincidence that his worker has come to see, Boaz has come here to the field to see her.
其实这个都是神的安排的。
And all these are the arrangement of God.
神默默的在引导路德的脚步。
God has quietly and silently arranged the footstep of Ruth.
所以神已经在动工，人愿意配合。这是重点。
God has already working, then man just need to comply with God.
那这个就是今天我们要看到的神他其实在做工，有时候是我们在我们不知不觉的时候开始的。
This is how we see the work of God, that without our knowledge that God is working.
但我们人一定要愿意主动去做。
But we're willing to be proactive to do it.
去做的过程当中，神的这个带领就出现了。
In this duration of doing, then we'll see the guidance of God.
好了，我们看路德，他去了，他到了波阿斯的田里面了。
And we can see that Ruth has arrived in the field of Boaz.
他第七节说哈
，verse seven，
他跟收割人说：“请我请你容我跟着收割人打。”拾取打捆剩下的麦穗的。
And Ruth said to Boaz, "Please let me the glean and gather after the reapers."
第七节。
Verse 7. She said, "Please let me glean and gather after the reapers among the sheaves."
这是他对仆人说的，监管收割的仆人讲的啦。
This is what she said to the reapers.
Servant, 这个就是管这个收割人的仆人，管家啦。
To the steward, to the servant who take care of the reapers.
那所以那个仆人呢，就允许他这样做。
Well, the steward let her to do so.
那结果呢？你看第七节就说，他从早晨到如今哈，到中午了哈，一直常在这里工作。那除了去休息一会儿之外。都在工作了。
So from verse 7 we can see that she came and has continued from morning until night, though she rested a little.
所以她是一个非常殷勤不懒惰的人。
And she's very hardworking and would not slack off.
所以你看我们看 圣经里面的道理，其实都在提醒我们不可以懒惰。
We can see the lesson in the Bible. Do not be lazy.
你看路德哈，他很殷勤的工作。
And we can see that Ruth is a very hardworking person.
那些工人、那仆人都看到了。
So all the reapers can see that.
波阿斯他也看到。
And Boaz has seen that too.
所以这个就是今天我们如果能够从圣经学习呢，我们生活当中一定变得很积极。
If we can study from the Bible, we'll be hardworking person in our life.
我们不会是那种懒惰的人。
We won't be these lazy people.
真的跟随主的人不会是懒惰的。
And all who follow Lord Jesus Christ will not be a lazy person.
因为主耶稣本身也是很殷勤的。
And Jesus Christ is a very hardworking person.
我们在读福音书的时候，我们读过路加福音，就知道主耶稣是怎么样殷勤在传福音的。
When we read the book of gospel, we can see how Jesus Christ has spread the gospel.
那波阿斯本身也是很殷勤的。
Boaz himself is a very hardworking person.
他是一个大财主啊。
He's a wealthy person.
你看他也是来到他的田里面去看。
And he come to his field to look.
他很用心的在经营他自己的事业的。
Then he has managed his property well.
并不是说他现在有工人做事，他就跑去游山玩水啊，环游世界没有啊。
It's not like the person that his worker is working on the field, then he go and enjoy himself.
我们在第三章看到，在打鼓的时候，你看波阿斯亲自在那个打鼓场上。
And when we can see that on chapter 3, when they're harvesting, Boaz is on the field.
所以这个套路说明一个人本来都应该是要殷勤工作，要用心经营自己的事业。
And we can see that when we manage our property, we should be hardworking.
财主也是很认真的人。
The same for the wealthy person.
那个捡麦穗的这个很卑微的人也是很认真的。
And the people who glean the field should be hardworking person.
那个仆人也是很认真的。
And the workers and the reapers as well.
那这个就是在说明今天我们应该要追求的生活上的这些应该有的表现。
And this is our spiritual faith that we should go after.
那我们如果继续看第二章啊，第十节啊。
Let's continue to look at chapter 2, verse 10.
从第八节，第八章，第二章第八节那里。
Chapter 2, verse 8.
你看，这个是波阿斯跟路德第一次的对话。
And this is the first conversation Boaz has with Ruth.
他说：“女儿啊，你听我说，你不要往别人田里面拾起麦穗，不要离开这里，要常跟我的使女在一处。”
You will listen, my daughter. Will you not? Do not glean in another field, nor go from here, but stay close by my young woman.
这个第九节，我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去了。
Verse 9, let your eyes be on the field which they reap and go after them.
我已经吩咐仆人说，不可以欺负你了哈。
Have I not commanded the young man not to touch you?
他说：“你若渴了，就可以到器皿那里去喝仆人打来的水。”
And when you're thirsty, go to the vessels and drink from what the young man had drawn.
这个是波阿斯主动的这个恩惠的。
This is the grace from Boaz toward Ruth.
本来路德哦，他你看他现在出去捡麦穗的时候，他真的不知道去哪里啊。
When Ruth gleaned in the field, she doesn't know where to go.
你看那么多，可能那么很多田地都在收割嘛。
And many reapers on the field.
他到底要去？今天去这个田跟这一群人，那明天可能换另外一群，他到底要每天都没有一个方向，随便可能随便乱找了。
She doesn't have a certain directions where to go.
但是当神安排他的脚步到了波阿斯的田里之后
，So when God has arranged her footstep to be in the field of Boaz,
波阿斯主动的跟他说：“你以后就不要再去别人的田里面捡麦穗了。”
And Boaz said to her, "You don't have to glean in another field."
你要常常在跟我的使女在一处。
And you should be here all the time with my reapers.
我的仆人在哪一块田收割，你就跟着他们去。
Whenever my worker is ours, then you will follow them.
你一定得到保护，他们不会欺负你。
And you will be protected because they will not tease you.
你还可以得到这个饮水，就是当你口渴的时候，你可以大方的去饮用仆人所打的水。
And you can go to the vessel to drink water from the young man who had drawn from it.
那这个就是波阿斯给路德的。他的方向
and this is the direction of Boaz for Ruth.
他接下去的每一天的生活，他都知道他做什么了。
In everyday life, now Ruth know what exactly she's doing.
他不用去猜测，不用去随便乱找了。
She doesn't have to guess, and she doesn't have to go.
他也不用害怕说，他如果去跟着什么这些人收割的时候，他会遇到被欺负。
And she doesn't be afraid that whoever she will be meet that will tease her.
真的，这个就是你看波阿斯主动给他的恩惠。
This is the grace of Boaz for Ruth.
这也说明是你看今天我们的救主主耶稣基督给我们的恩典。
And this means this prefigure the salvation grace of Jesus Christ for us.
我们今天跟随主的人，我们生活有方向的。
And today, if we follow Jesus Christ, we'll have a direction.
我每天都知道要做什么的。
Every day we know what to do.
今天有些人他生活没有目标。
And some people do not have a goal in their life.
每天起来的时候不知道做什么。
And every day they wake up, they don't know what to do.
这是非常可怜的。
This is very pitiful.
但是今天在主里面，我们绝对不会这样子。
Today when we're in the Lord, it won't be like this.
我们一定知道说我们的生活，我们的方向，像保罗所说的，我们有一个标杆，要往着标杆直跑，每一天要很殷勤。
We know exactly what our goal is, just like what Paul has said.
那我们也可以很放心，我们不会害怕啊，这个周遭的环境，因为我们得到主耶稣应许，他要保护我们平安。
We will not be worried because we have the grace of Jesus Christ. We know exactly what to do.
我们不用害怕我们口渴，因为我们有圣灵的这个生命活水会来供给我们。
We are not afraid that we will be thirst because we have the spiritual water.
所以我们来跟随主人，我们不会饥饿，也不会口渴的。
Whoever follows Jesus Christ will not be thirst and hungry.
这个恩惠其实路德他完全没有求，是神是这个Boaz是主动给他。
And this is a grace that Ruth has not asked for. Boaz give it to her.
那这个时候路德，你看第二章第十节，他说他就俯伏在地叩拜。
Say you can say chapter 2 verse 10, Ruth fell on her face and bowed down to the ground.
他对Boaz讲话。
And say to Boaz.
这是路德跟Boaz第一次对话。路德对波阿斯讲的第一句话。
And this is the first conversation, the first sentence that Ruth said to Boaz.
我既是外邦人，怎么蒙你的恩这样顾惜我呢？
Why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me since I'm a foreigner?
我们中文的翻译啊，看不出当时路德他的感谢。
And in Chinese translations, we are not able to see the appreciations from Ruth.
其实英文他翻的比较正确，就是为什么我在你的眼前蒙恩惠，得到这样的顾恤呢？为什么
？English version is more right because why have I found favor in your eyes that you should take notice of me？
他说我是一个外邦人，本来是不配的。
I'm a foreigner, I'm not worthy。
那个路德哈，他自己知道他的身份呢、啊。路德他知道他自己是谁啊、
Ruth knows who she is and know her identity。
第十三节说我不及你一个使女。
And verse 13 say I not only have you, the only maid servant I have.
你看，但是你还用这种慈爱的话来安慰我的心呢。
But you have used these words to comfort me.
所以你看路德这个人哦，他真的是非常的谦卑。
Ruth is a very humble person.
他还非常懂得感谢。
Then she knows how to appreciate.
你看，他就说为什么我会能够得到你的这个，在你眼前蒙恩，得到你这样的一个特别关照呢
？They say, why should I take notice of you?
他匍匐在那个波阿斯面前
，He fell onto the ground in front of Boaz。
这个动作其实是很少见的
，And this is rare actions that people would do。
说明他自己本身，他真的觉得说他本来不配，但是意外得到，他充满感谢。
This means that she's not worthy, but she's full of appreciation。
今天很多人不会这样子做了。
Today many people would not do that。
有些因为我长得漂亮啊，所以别人对我比较好啊。
Because people think that I'm very beautiful, that people treat me nicer。
有人觉得说我很聪明啊，所以你应该对我好啊。
People say that I'm smart, that's why you treat me well。
有人觉得说，你看我们有时候跟神夸口，我是谁呢
？Some people would boast to Jesus Christ who I am。
但其实我们如果想想路德。
Like we think about Ruth,
因为当时候，其实他只是很殷勤的去工作而已了。
Then she just work hard.
他是出于对拿俄米这个爱的心。
Then out of the love that she has for her,
他愿意付出。
She's willing to pay.
他也愿意顺服。
And she's willing to submit.
所以，这个恩惠就临到他了。
And grace was upon her.
接下来他就。非常感谢。
And afterward, she appreciate.
其实我们从他跟仆人，他跟拿米讲的话，他跟这些监管收割的仆人所讲的话，就看到这个人是非常谦卑的。
From a conversation she has with Naomi and all the reapers, then we know she's a very humble person.
现在他匍匐在波阿斯面前，更表现出他这个谦卑是真实的。
Then now she fell onto the ground in front of Boaz that to show that she's a very humble person.
我是本来是不配的，但是我今天为什么得到你的这个恩惠呢
？I'm worthy. Why should I receive your grace?
他听了波阿斯所讲的话。
After she has heard Boaz,
波阿斯上是后来赞美他的。
And Boaz praised to her.
你看波阿斯跟他说第十一节。
And verse 11, Boaz answered her.
自从你丈夫死后，凡你向婆婆所行的，并你离开父母和本地，到素不认识的民中。这些事人全都告诉我了。
It has been fully reported to me that all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband and how you have left your father and your mother and the land of your birth.
第十一节波阿斯所听到的他所描述路德的表现基本上路德做的都非常的自然的。
whatever Boaz has mentioned in verse 11, that Ruth has done it naturally.
她做这些事的时候完全没有任何其他动机。
That she has no other intent when she's doing it. 完全
是因为爱。
Because of love, she that.
因为她舍不得Naomi.
She's not willing to let Naomi go.
因为信心，她愿意跟随这位神。
Because of faith, she's willing to follow this one.
所以她这个所行的，哎，别人都知道，看到也传到波阿斯耳中了。
Whatever she has done has reported back to Boaz.
你看，路德他这个时候所表现出来的是他愿意离开那旧的生活吗？
And this Ruth is willing to forsake her old life.
他愿意来投靠这位圣神，投靠这位神哈，独一的神，到素不认识的民当中来。
She's willing to follow this one true God and come to this place that she's not familiar with.
你看他。为了爱她的婆婆所做出这一切
，because of her love for her mother-in-law, she has done all these.
这些都成为你看，波阿斯要特别恩待路德的这个证据了。
And this is the evidence that Boaz treat Ruth nicely.
那他又看到路德他实际的表现。
And he has also seen the demonstrations of Ruth.
哦，所以你看波阿斯啊，他接下去第十三节就给特别给路德祝福。
Then Boaz especially blessed Ruth in verse 13.
这是第十十二节对不对？啊
，verse 12.
你来投靠主以色列神的翅膀底下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
So the Lord repay your work and full reward be given to you by the Lord God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge.
哦，所以他这个爱的跟随啊，他得到神满满的祝福。
And this follower of love has received the full blessing of God.
他不但生活有方向了。
Not only she has direction in her life,
她的生活真的是有着落的。
Well, her life is full of promise.
她不但吃饱了，还有剩下。
Then she not only can feel herself, and she has some leftover.
你看十四节马上接下去就讲了波阿斯怎么样对待路德，提供给他吃的。
Verse 14, demonstrate how Boaz has treated Ruth nicely.
对，你看波阿斯对路德说来，你来这里吃饼了。
And Boaz said to her, "Come and eat of the bread."
好，然后那个受割的仆人哈，还把那烘好的穗子递给他吃了。
And the reapers actually bake those parched grain and give it to her.
不但吃饱，还有剩下的。
And not only she is filled, but she has leftover.
你看，他还把这个剩余的，你看舍不得把它丢掉了，还把它带回来给婆婆了。
And she keep this leftover and give it to her mother-in-law.
那这个真的是这个。都是意外的恩典。
And this is all extra grace from God.
那路波阿斯哈，波阿斯特别吩咐他的仆人。
And Boaz say to his workers.
第十五节哈
，verse 15.
吃完饭之后又起来拾起麦穗了哈。
Then after eating, then let her glean even among the sheaves.
那所以仆人波阿斯吩咐仆人说：“你们不可以哈羞辱他。”他就算在垦中拾起麦穗，也要容他，不可以怕吓他。
And Boaz said to his workers, "Do not reproach her, and let her to glean the field."
而且还要故意的哈，从垦中拿一些出来留给他。
And you have to purposely take some out for her.
你看他这个样一个非常你看这么样有美好品德的人哦，他得到特别的祝福啊。
This virtuous person has received a lot of grace.
那当天哦，你看他就得了一法大麦哈。
And that day he has received a bundle of grains.
第十七节说他在田间拾起麦穗，直到晚上。
Now verse 17, Ruth has gleaned in the field until evening.
将所拾取的打了啊。
And she has beat out what she has gleaned.
他不是带麦穗回家的。
She did not bring the grain into back home.
他吃完麦穗之后还要打，把那个麦子巴粒啊，把它打下来，拿那个大麦回家的。
And she has to beat out the barley and bring home the grain.
你就发现说他做了很多工作的那一天呢。
Then you will see that she has done a lot of work that day.
所以他现在把这些所得到的带回去给她的婆婆看。
Then she brought all this extra one back to her mother-in-law.
她就报告她所发生的事情。
She reported to Naomi what has happened.
哎，结果呢？那个 Naomi 就跟她说，波阿斯是谁
？And after that, Naomi told her who Boaz is.
然后那个Naomi 跟她又 路德又跟拿阿米讲了波阿斯跟他所讲的话嘛，哈。
And Ruth has told Naomi what Boaz has told her.
就说你要跟着我的仆人啊，拾起麦穗啊，等到他们收割收完了我的庄稼啊，第二十一节。
Then you have to follow my reapers. You shall stay close by the young men until they have finished all my harvest.
第二十二节。
22.
拿阿米对路德说了哈，女儿，你要跟着他的使女出去，不叫人遇见你在别人田间，这才为好。
And Naomi, and 22, Naomi said to Ruth, her daughter-in-law, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, and that people do not meet you in any other field."
拿阿米特别跟路德说，你现在就是跟着波阿斯的仆人去捡麦穗就对了。
Naomi especially said to Ruth that you just need to follow Boaz's worker and glean in his field.
不管别人的田间有多少麦穗都无所谓的。
Oh, it doesn't matter how much grains that other people field has. You just need to follow Boaz.
就是跟到波阿斯的田里面就对。
And、you just need to go into the field of Boaz.
不要再跑到别的地方去了。
And do not go into any other field.
第二十三节，于是路德与波阿斯的使女就藏在一处拾取麦穗。直到收割完的大麦和小麦，那路德仍然与婆婆同住。
And was 23, so she stayed close by the young women of Boaz to glean until the end of barley harvest and wheat harvest, and she dwelt with her mother-in-law.
我们看，这个就是路德的顺服，跟她很听话。
This is the submissiveness of Ruth that she has demonstrated.
她很愿意听从婆婆的指示。
She's willing to follow the instructions from mother-in-law.
她相信波阿斯给她的这个供给，就是说波阿斯给她的这个应许。
She understands that Boaz will provide for her.
她愿意顺服婆婆的指示，就是在波阿斯田间里面拾取麦穗。
She's willing to follow the instructions of mother-in-law and glean in field of Boaz.
我们看这个从收割大麦到收割小麦，整个收割季节完成大概将近两个月的时间。
We can see that this harvest is take about 2 months.
每一天其实路德都得到很多的麦穗嘛，很多的收成啊。
Every day, Ruth has received much grain.
其实她的生活已经不再缺乏了。
Then she's not lacking in her life.
但这个时候，圣经特别说，路德仍然跟婆婆同住。
And here it says in the Bible, then Ruth especially followed her mother-in-law.
也就是说，她不只是在很艰困的环境跟婆婆同住，在很富足的时候，她仍然这个心都没有改变。
Not only that she will follow her mother-in-law in the days of difficulty, but she will also follow her mother-in-law when they are rich.
所以她对人的爱心呢，她都没有变的，没有因为她环境变好，她改变了。
And her love for her mother-in-law is the same, then not because of a better environment, then she left her.
那我们也看到，真的这个路德哦，他很顺服的，就这样一直做下去了。
We can see that Ruth is very submissive and continue to do her work.
今天我们如果像路德这样子
，Today if we are like Ruth,
最后那个波阿一定会得到主耶稣像波阿斯对他所讲的那句话一样。
Eventually, it will be like Jesus Christ. Whatever Boaz say to Ruth,
就是今天我们期待主耶稣对我们所讲的话，就像波阿斯对路德所讲的一样。
Whatever expectations we have from Jesus Christ will be the same as whatever Boaz will say to Ruth.
就是你是一个贤德的妇女子。
That means you are a virtuous woman.
那这个。这样一个贤德的女子，她理当要得到一个安身之处。
And a virtuous woman will receive a place of settlement.
这个就是三章一开头的时候，拿俄米跟她的媳妇讲的。
And this is what Naomi has said to Ruth.
我不应当为你找个安身之处，使你享福吗
？Shall I not seek security for you that it may be well with you？
这个我们就看出拿俄米这个人也是很无私的，她没有私心的。
And we can see that Naomi is not a selfish person.
她这个长辈对晚辈的关心呢
？That she's an elder. Then she show her concern for the younger one.
她为路德准备将来的幸福。
That she has prepared the security for Ruth.
她接下去告诉路德该怎么做。
And she told Ruth what to do next.
然后她给她的指示，我们就看到路德一一照着做了。
And we can see that Ruth has followed all the instructions from Naomi.
Naomi 跟路德说：“你今天晚上要沐浴、抹膏、换衣服，下到场上去，然后 等候。
Naomi said to Ruth that tonight you will make yourself known to the man, put on your best garment and go to the threshing floor.
然后等他吃喝完了。
And wait until this man has finished eating and drinking.
第四节说，在他睡的时候，你就要看准他睡的地方。
And verse 4, you should see exactly where he lies down.
然后进去掀盖他的脚上的被躺在那里。
Then you should uncover his feet and lie down.
然后他就会告诉你，你当做什么事。
Then he will tell you what you should do.
好，第五节重点。
Verse 5 is an important point.
路德说，凡你所吩咐的，我必遵守。
And Ruth said to Naomi, all that you say to me, I will do.
然后接下去事情就照着Naomi所讲的就这样子进行了。
Then after that, whatever happens, it will be exactly what Ruth has said.
我们看到今天，其实我们每一个人都在寻求一个安身之处，不是吗？
Today we all see a place of security.
其实这个就是我们在主耶稣基督里面可以得到的。
This is what we can receive from Jesus Christ.
这里Naomi给路德的指示。
Naomi has give directions to Ruth.
就是今天我们要得到主耶稣的这个祝福哦，我们应该要表现的。
This is what a blessing, and whatever we should do to receive the blessing from Jesus Christ.
他这里特别提到说要沐浴，要洗澡了。
Here especially say you should wash yourself and anoint yourself.
就是要把身体洗干净，把罪把它除去。
And you should wash yourself to put away all your sin.
把污秽除去啊。
Then all your wickedness.
然后接下去要抹膏，就是要让自己发出香气。
And after that, anoint yourself so you will smell good.
所以要有香气 fragrance.
So you have a fragrance.
所以今天我们要能够成为圣洁洁净，然后我们要发出香气的。
Today we have to cleanse ourselves and have a fragrance.
要换衣服。
Then we have to change.
本来路德他是个寡妇。寡妇有她的寡妇应该有的穿着啊。
And Ruth is a widow. Widow has certain a garment to wear.
现在要把那个旧有的身份把它脱掉。
Then you have to put away the old one.
现在她要穿上新的衣服了。
Now you have to put on a new garment.
所以要穿上新的新人。
Put on a
是一个华美的衣服了。
Put on a new garment is like the best garment you can have.
这个就是她要去见波阿斯。得到他衣襟的覆盖，他应该有的准备。
This appearance that you should have before you see Boaz.
然后你要下到场上去，你要主动去。
And you have to go down to the threshing floor.
所以他要愿意采取行动，亲自来到波阿斯的那个场上。
You have to perform all this by yourself before you go to the threshing floor.
然后呢，他说你不要让人家认出来，所以你要隐藏你自己。
So do not make yourself known to anyone.
这个就是一个谦卑的实际上的表现。
And this is a demonstration of humbleness.
他这个时候其实是散发香气的，而且很华美的。
And this time she has all the fragrance and she is beautiful.
可是她要把自己隐藏起来。
But then she has to hide herself from.
等到适当的时机。
And until the right time.
所以你要等他吃喝完了。
And after he has finished eating and drinking.
表示说他要耐心等候。
That means he has wait patiently.
而且他要警醒。
And he has to stay alert.
在等候当中他不能睡着了。
In the time of waiting, she should not fall asleep.
因为等着他在旁边看波阿斯吃喝嘛哈。
And when she's looking at Boaz when he's eating and drinking.
等他睡的时候你要看准他睡的地方。
And when he sleeps, you have to look exactly where he will lie.
所以你要警醒，你一定要看清楚，不能够看错，不能跟错人啊。
You have to stay alert. You should not follow the wrong person.
然后之后，你要去躺在他的脚下。
Then after that, you have to lie down where his feet is.
那这个就是他真的要很谦卑的求恩典，求波阿斯来恩待他的这个举动。
Then you have to plead for the grace in humbleness and from Boaz.
那波阿斯他说，波阿斯一定会告诉你你应该做的事情。
And Boaz will tell you what to do.
那路德就说，你告诉我的，我就这样做。
And Ruth tell Naomi that I would do exactly what you have told me to do.
那这个是真的是非常重要的美德。
And this is very important virtue.
这样的一个改变让那个波阿斯很大的赞美。你看路德他这个人。
All these differences in Ruth that Boaz has praised her.
那个 神哦，其实都已经安排好的了。
And God has arranged all these.
所以神的工作哦，在第三章看到第八节那里。
And you can see the work of God from verse 8.
现在路德已经来躺在他的脚上，脚上的背那里了。
Ruth has already lied down at his feet.
第八节说，到了半夜，那人忽然惊醒。
And verse 8 say, now it happened that midnight the man was startled.
这个忽然惊醒很重要。
And this startling is very important.
而且一定要到半夜的时候。
It has to be in the midnight.
这个忽然惊醒，这个就是神的安排。
And this is an arrangement of God.
然后他就发现说，哎，有女子在躺在他脚下，问他说你是谁？
He has discovered that a woman was lying at his feet and asked, "Who are you?"
这个时候，路德跟他说，我就是你的使女，你的婢女，路德。
Then she said to him that I'm Ruth, your maid servant.
求你用你的衣襟遮蔽我。
Take your maid servant under your wing.
因为你是我的一个至亲的亲属。
For you are a close relative.
所以这个时候，我们看到，你看这个波阿斯所回答的话。
Then we can see whatever Boaz has answered her.
哦，当时候，波阿斯问的是说你是谁。
And Boaz asked, "Who are you?"
那路德是说我就是你的仆人哦，婢女。
Ruth say, "I'm your maid servant."
那个时候，波阿斯说啊，女儿，愿你蒙神的赐福。
Boaz said to her, "Blessed are you of the Lord, my daughter."
他这里中文说，你末后的恩比先前更大。
And for you have shown more kindness at the end than at the beginning.
其实他这里讲的是路德他后来的付出，他对拿俄米跟以利米的这个家族的付出比先前的更多。
And let's talk about how Ruth has spent all her effort now, which is more than before.
就是说，其实这么一段时间来，波阿斯已经发现路德所表现比他以前所听到的更美。
And we can see that Boaz has praised Ruth that whatever she has done is more than whatever she did before.
因为他以前哦，真的是只是出于关心婆婆舍不得而已啊。
Now before, she only showed concern to her mother-in-law.
但是她回来，现在她所为这个家庭付出的。
Now she has put up more for the family.
真的比以前更多很多。
Which is more than before.
所以这个时候，你看她愿意放弃她的身，她这个身段哈。
Now she is willing to forsake who she is.
她愿意去尽律法上应该给她的责任。
And she is willing to do all the law that his duty was.
他，你看他虽然后来啊、有很多机会哈、他都没有去跟随的哈，所以少年人无论贫富，你都没有跟从。
That she has missed out many chances. That she has not followed the rich and the poor.
我们看到他很坚定的啊、要照顾拿俄米。
She has stayed firm and take care of Naomi.
他也相信律法里面所讲的这个恩典。
And she believed whatever the law has said.
所以她愿意，你看，来求告这个波阿斯。
And she's willing to come after Boaz.
最后她就得到了。
Then she has received.
圣经就告诉我们啊，她最后真的得到一个安身之处了。
And the Bible has said that she has received a place of security. 啊，
今天我们如果能够学习啊，路德他这里所表现出来的。
Today we are willing to follow the virtue of Ruth.
我们整个教会一定会听到主耶稣这样的赞美。
And our church will hear the praises from Jesus Christ.
才德的女子很多。
And many virtuous women.
但是唯独你超过一切。
But only you are the only one.
这是在箴言三十一章啊。
And this is in Proverbs.
路德的表现跟箴言三十一章他所讲的这个才德的妇人一样。
And the demonstrations of Ruth is like a proverb, chapter 31,
29节
verse 29.
箴言三十一章二十九节
Proverbs chapter 31, verse 29.
才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all.
三十节说，艳丽是虚假的，美容是虚无的，唯独敬畏神的妇女必得称赞。
Verse 30, charm is deceitful and beauty is passing, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised.
箴言三十一章里面所讲的这些才德妇人所预言、所预表的也是真教会。
And Proverbs in chapter 31, verse 29, the virtuous women prefigure the church.
路德所表现出来，也是真教会。
Whatever Ruth has demonstrated also prefigures the true church.
那我们都一起来追求这样的一个 美好的德性
，and pursue this virtue，
然后能够得到神的称赞
，and we can receive the praises from God。
一起来唱诗
，Let us sing him
203首
，203。